our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day was sitting on his blessed member Sharif, and a companion, a Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best person amongst the people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the best person amongst all the people is the one who recites the glorious Quran in abundance. The one who adopts more taqwa and piety. The one who calls people towards goodness and prevents them from evils. And the one who treats his relatives with kindness the most. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, each point here of these 4 points is a discussion, is a bayan on its own. Nevertheless, very quickly, we will discuss this in a little detail. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned on the day of judgment, when the reciter of the glorious Quran appears, the Quran will also appear and will say, Ya Rabb, O Lord Azza wa Jal, grant this person the heavenly attire. So this person will be made to wear the clothing of karama, a special heavenly and holy clothing. The Quran will then say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, increase this. He will then be made to wear the crown of karama. The Quran will once again submit, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, become pleased with this person, and Allah Azza wa Jal will become pleased with that person. It will then be said to the reciter of the glorious Quran, continue to recite and get ranks in paradise, and he will be blessed with a favor upon every verse that he recites. Furthermore, the second part regarding taqwa and piety, that there is good news of success in the akhirah, in the hereafter, which is given to the pious people. In Surah Az-Zukhruf, verse 35, it is mentioned, وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And the hereafter with your Lord is for the pious ones. Subhanallah. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala an, that Jannatul Firdaus, which is the best, the highest heaven, is especially created for that person who carries out the duty of ordering goodness and forbidding evil. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And the last point